Hallelujah. Amen, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Hallelujah. Thank you for coming to Gin to Gin and being a blessing with us. Hallelujah. And if you didn't see me before you got in the door, please see me on the way out. Don't leave here if you're a mother without, you know, shaking my hand. Got a little something for you. All right. Hallelujah. Not only do I have something, the Holy Spirit has something, because we have a woman of God in this house this morning that is going to bless your souls. Come on, give Prophetess Tabitha a hand. Hallelujah. Some of you were here when she came with Apostle Downer a few months ago, and you know, it's in there. It's like Prego soup. It's in there. So pull on that anointing and pull on that spirit and be blessed this morning and be ministered to and have your hearts and your minds open to just receive what God has. Amen. Hallelujah. Prophetess Tabitha Jones was born and raised in Louisville, Kentucky. The eldest of seven children born to her parents, Cody and William Jones Sr., whom she honors for her rearing and her fear and admonition of the Lord. Prophetess Tabitha strongly believes that through her familial birth position as firstborn, God intentionally prepared her for leadership. Prophetess Tabitha actively ministers in song with her sisters as the Jones Sisters. We got to do some Googling. Listen to them sisters blow. Hallelujah. With a mission in mind of allowing the Spirit of God to completely have his way and be glorified so that the needs of his people are met. Since 2005, Prophetess Tabitha has worked together in ministry with her husband, Pastor Jonathan W. Jones, promoting their vision for kingdom building. She was ordained a minister under Apostle Dr. Gwen Washington, her former apostle of Faith Dominion Word Healing Ministries. And from October 2002 to present, Prophetess Tabitha has been under Bishop Walter and Lady Crowdus at Church Without Walls Ministry. Under their covering, she has received her bachelor's degree in divinity, ministry, theology, and the children's bread deliverance. Hallelujah. Look at God. From 2001 to present, Prophetess Tabitha has been installed and elevated in various ministerial offices to which God has called and purposed her. She also enjoys being a kingdom builder, watching God's people not only become disciplined, equipped, and delivered, but becoming builders themselves. How apostolic is that? Hallelujah. Come on, let's stand to our feet and just honor the woman of God as she comes and ministers to us. Hallelujah. Come on, Prophetess Tabitha.
Come on, put your hands together. Put your hands together for Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. Can you make that personal? Jesus. Let's celebrate Jesus. Say, who is the author and the finisher of my faith? Amen. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I did not release the babies for children's church. Y'all, come on. Go, go, go. Now you got to do it again. Go.
Amen. Leave the kingdom kids out. Is that right?
That's right.
Amen. I want to give respect to the house. Can we give a hand clap to the king and queen of this house? Apostle John. Come on, y'all. This is y'all shepherd. Come on now. Hallelujah. Amen. And to the queen of this house. Pastor Gail! Amen. I believe in giving homage and honor to whom honor is due. I believe in giving flowers while they can smell them. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to do this real quick. Give an honor to all the five ascension gifts in the house as well. All right. Prophet, pastors, evangelists, whatever's in the house, we give you honor. Amen. That's what kingdom building is about. Pastor Gail, I just wanted to show a little love to you because it's Mother's Day. Amen. Amen. I had a little birdie told me that you like certain places. So I wanted to bless you as the queen of this house. Amen. It's not much, but it's something that you would like. So I believe in giving you something, and you can get what you want, because you'll be satisfied with what you get. Amen? Amen. There's nothing worse than giving people gifts, and they don't really like it. But if you can pick it yourself, then you'll really like it. Amen? Amen. Amen. I just want to give honor even to my sister and my friend. She wasn't able to be here because she's on assignment. Apostle Diana, amen, because she's my sister, amen, and I would not have met Apostle and Pastor Gail without her, and I had such a wonderful time the first time I was here, and I felt such love from this place. You go some places, you're like, oh, Jesus, but in this place, I felt love, I felt welcomed. Thank you for that, amen. Amen. Woo. Worship. I love worship. Had some tears in my eyes today. Amen. I love that. I felt the atmosphere shift immediately. And I'm a baby when it comes to worship, because I can stay there. If I never preach a word, I can stay in his presence. In his presence is fullness of joy. In his presence, you get direction. In his presence, you get vision. In his presence. There's nothing like his presence. There's so many things that you can get in his presence. Amen. Yes, you can keep that going. I love that. Worship. The God we serve will never, never fail. Never fail. I won't be before you long. I want to give honor to all the mothers in the house. Amen. I thank God for my mother and my father. I used to think they was mean because I was the oldest, and there was so much that was given to me that I felt like, am I in the right position? I have four sisters and three brothers under me. And we were reared in the church. Me and Pastor Gail was talking about that yesterday. And we were raised apostolically, so y'all know they wear dresses down to their ankles. And I said, when I got grown, I'm not going to church. But oh God, there's something about an encounter with God that will change your plans and get you right where you need to be directed in the calling that you need to be. I hated going to church because we went Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Is there any other life but church? But oh, when God got a hold to me and changed my life, I have never been the same since then. Amen. Can we give God a hand clap? I won't be before you long. And Apostle, God gave me a word for the house. This may be a confirmation. He said, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, his word shall be established. I couldn't shake this word. I was like, well, God, give me something that people can shout and run around the church. You know how we do. God said, no, I have a directive. And as prophets, Apostle, you know, prophetess, you know, we speak the mind and heart of God. So I'm going to pray. We're going to go into the word, and we're going to let God have his way. Is that all right? Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you. God, I thank you for your presence being in this place. Saturate this place, oh God, with your Holy Spirit. God, touch the minds and the hearts of your people, including myself, God. I decrease as you increase. God, I decree and I declare, oh God, that this will not be another word. But God, let your power and your demonstration follow. Because this is your word. God, I only echo what the King says. So God, I thank you that after today that we not would just regurgitate the word, but we will teach others. We will share with others the goodness of God. God, I thank you for what you're doing in this place and what you're about to do in this place and what you're about to work in this place. Oh, God, I thank you for the shepherd's heart, oh, God, for the people. God, I thank you for this time and this season that you have given us. And, God, we will not take your presence, your glory, your power, or your word for granted. God, we open up our hearts and we open up our minds. Reveal revelation. God, we thank you for your download. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Heal, set free, and deliver. Hey, in the name of Jesus. Blow a fresh wind in this place. Ha! Some of them need a touch from you. Some of them need an answer from you, God. Some of them need clarity. Today I ask you, oh God, to allow us to do a soul search. Ah, God, I thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And let us all say, amen and amen. Amen. I have a few scriptures. Hallelujah. Can we go to Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 through 30? It's a familiar passage. But this is what the Lord gave me. And I was reading the Amplified version, if you have that. And while they're preparing that, Apostle and Pastor, I wanted to say something to you all that the Lord gave me. Apostle, I heard the Lord say, as I was in prayer, I have saw your hearts. He said, I have saw your hearts. You have been in a season of preparation for the next. He said, son of man, your labor is not in vain. He said, I see you preparing the people. You have done seasons of training and discipling. He said, I urge you, men and women of God, to come higher. He said, I need my sons and daughters to sense and see at a higher frequency. He said, my sheep know my voice. Ask me to attune your ears and your hearts and your spirit to see at a higher frequency. He said, come away with me, men and women of God. He said, those that hunger and thirst after me shall be filled. He said, I want to show you great and mighty things, things to come. He said, I need gates that I can move through, that I can maneuver through. He said, lift your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, for the King of glory shall come in. I need gates. in this time, in this hour. I need gates. Avail yourselves to me. I will strengthen you. I will position you. I will align you in this earth to do my will, saith the Lord. All right. Matthew chapter 25, verse 14. This is not a typical day, Mother's Day message. This is a directive. And I'm going to unveil myself to the king. As we read this scripture, he talks about, for the kingdom of heaven is a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, another 2, and another 1. To every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded them with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And also he that received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, and I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also had received 2 talents, came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents besides them. Hallelujah. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of thy salvation. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering thee thou hast not strawed. His Lord answered. Can you go back one? Okay, go to the next. I'm sorry. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I will reap where I sowed not, and gathered where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at thy coming I should have received mine own usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which had 10 talents. For unto everyone that have been given, and he shall have abundance, but from him that giveth not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And he cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall he be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You may wonder why the Lord gave me this passage. The Lord said, I have been equipping you for this time. And he said, if I was to give a title, the Lord told me to tell you, it's time. It's time. The Lord reminded me of before 2020 came and COVID came. And my sister's a witness. We had started doing prayer, 5 o'clock prayer. The Lord said, grace, I'm going to give you grace. And 2 years before 2020, the Lord says, I'm about to shift this earth. He didn't tell me what particularly was going to come, but he told me there's a shift in the whole earth. Well, those of us know that COVID came. He said, I want to equip my people now to have a strong prayer life. I want to equip my people with the tools that they need for this change and this shift that's about to conspire in the earth. And we all know when 2020 came, who has the power to shift the old earth? God. Some people, now I didn't like the death that came with it, Apostle. I didn't like that. But it was a realignment, a reset for the kingdom of God. Now, some people still don't have it. Who has the power to shut down your job, everything, bring your family back into alignment? Because charity starts at home and then spreads abroad. Give pastors a break. Because sometimes we get tired. Who has the power to reset the whole earth but God? Nobody but God. You have to rely on God to supply your needs. You have to rely on God to make finances. You got to rely on God to make food on the table. You got to rely on God to deal with problems you didn't want to deal with. Deal with your spouse, because we can just go to work and be like, I'm out, peace. But who has the power to do that? To bring the family unit back into alignment, to bring your marriage back into alignment, make you deal with some stuff? Nobody but God. It was detrimental for the deaths and the people that we lost, but God was doing a resetting in the earth. So he's about to do another reset in the earth. He said, I need my people to get in alignment. Apostles can only do so much. He can bring it to you, can bring a horse to the water, but you can't make him drink. He can only say so much, and he's going to be obedient to God. She's going to be obedient to God, but you have to do your part. God is trying to build a kingdom. He said, there is a shift coming. He said, I won't do anything in the earth unless I first reveal it to my prophets. I told you that we speak the heart and mind of God. I'm not talking about these prophets out here trying to pimp you and trying to get a profit from you. Real men and women of God go sometimes say things that don't feel good to your flesh. But he said, whom do I love? I chastise. This is not a chastisement word. This is a word of encouragement. I said, this is not a typical day mother's message. And God even told me, he said, I've sent people here. So I'm just like the icing on the cake. There's some things that God wants to shift in your house, in your marriage, with your children. And he needs your participation. He needs a gate to move through. God said to my people, it's time. Now, this message is not for y'all only. I'm eating it while I'm preaching it. Because I got to be first partaker. I don't know about you, but for me, it was a change in the trajectory of my mind. God said, I've been dealing with you all. Change, change, shift, and pivot. Change, shift, and pivot. He said, there's a lot of distractions. There's a lot of distractions. But he said, today, it's time to change, shift, and pivot. If there's ever a time, the time is now. We can't rely on our economy. We can't rely on our president. Our leaders in Senate and government. The Bible says, pray for the leaders of the land. But my president is Jesus. the author and the finisher of my faith. God has a directive for you over your life and your soul. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. He wants us to shift and move, be in motion, be active, but not in and of your own self, not your own plans. I had to look up some definitions in the Hebrew and Greek because I love knowing what the root of something is. And he said, I need my people to change, to modify, to allow him to change your mindset, the trajectory of your mind. Be willing to switch, convert, and alter your will for his. Can we go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 6? Minister Renee, thank you. Amen. Is this bearing witness with your hearts today? We got to do a soul search. And when I say shift and change, I'm not just talking about just kingdom building. I'm going to keep it all the way real. God said, I've been telling y'all, some of y'all get therapy. Get some healing, get some deliverance. I'm not just talking about church. Heal people, hurt people, hurt people. God wants his body to be whole. He wants you to prosper, and that's just not monetarily. He wants you to be balanced in every area of your life. I did a message a couple years ago, and it was talking about prosperity. Prosperity in your mindset, how you balance your money. Every time I get a coin, I'm going to spend it, and God might be saying invest it. We shall be lenders and not borrowers. That's prosperity. God brought me all the way back. Let's make it about me. About 3 years ago, God told me, he said, yeah, you're a good wife, but you ain't a good helpmeet. The Bible says I will make him a helpmeet suitable for him. I did the wifely duty things. But God says, you got to come back into alignment with my word. Do you know what your king is called to be? Do you know what his vision and his mission is? I said we're going to make us about me. Do you know how to pray for him and what you don't see? Do you know how to go on your knees and fight in prayer and warfare with my children? God will bring you back into alignment. He said, I want to make you a helpmeet suitable unto your king. You are an incubator. Women are incubators. You give me a house, I'm going to give you a home. You give me children, I'm going to give you a legacy. We multiply everything. And God told me, he said, I need you to be suitable. Your husband's about to go through some stuff. I need you to pray, not speak, pray him through this. First, I was like, do you know what I'm going to do, Jesus? Do you know what I got to do with on my job? We had a ministry. And I was like, I can do this. I can do that. That's going to help him out. And God said, I didn't tell you to do none of that. It was a good heart posture. It was a good thought. It was a good motive. He said, seek my will. Shut me all the way down, Apostle. And said, you're going to sit down, and all you're going to lead is prayer. I'm helping my husband. God said, I didn't tell you to do none of that. My heart posture was in the right place because it's natural we want to help. But are we helping the right way? God says, seek my face on how to help him. Because in some areas, Yes, you gifted, but I didn't call you for that. I didn't call you in that area. And some people, you keep them from growing because I am multi-gifted. And I was like, I can do this. And he said, you keeping them from growing. They can get comfortable. And they won't step up because you in the way. Some people, you can stunt their growth because you in the way. And guess what I did? I said, Jesus. I'm sorry. And let me tell you, Pastor Gail, it was a fight. Jesus didn't tell you to do that. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Oh, Apostle. You know how people can get so used to you doing it? And then when God say move and you move, what just happened? What had happened? My sister's my witness. She's my biological sister, y'all. Give her a hand. I thank God, you know, my sisters and I are really close and we have a good relationship. And we used to think that was like super weird because we really liked each other. But then God told me that's kingdom. That's how y'all should be. You set the pattern. You set the trajectory. So my biological sister is my armor bearer. I thank God for her. But when I got out of the way, I seen God shift some stuff. Being positioned and being aligned where God wanted me to be. Amen? Be willing to switch. Be willing to move for his glory. Many of us have giftings, callings, and talents. I use this story because in this season, you need to know what gifting and what talent do I need to use? And am I being moved by fear to where I can't be really moved and utilized by God in this season? There's a purpose to fulfill. And God is looking for obedience, not sacrifice, obedience. There's some of us in this place that God has been dealing with us, dealing with us, dealing with us in our dreams, through other people. When our purpose and our assignment is not fulfilled, then God cannot get the glory. God said in my kingdom, there's a lack of submission and obedience. And I'm not just talking about the laity. I'm talking about leadership. God is cleaning house. And he's trying to raise us up for the ones that's prostituting his gospel. I'm going to leave it right there, Pastor. Making the prophets look bad. And it is not kingdom. Because let me tell you something. You can be gifted and still out of alignment with God. The gifts are without repentance. You don't got to be saved to use them. I told my children that. My son's a musician. He plays five different instruments, but I raised him up. I'm a musician myself. And I told him, I said, son, don't get distracted by the gift. For some of them, it's another gig. I said, but there's nothing like being in the presence of the Lord. A lot of people are using their gift, but they're using it for the wrong reason, the wrong motive. When God made you, that was part of who you are, your gift. Now, how you utilize it, whether you use it for the enemy or whether you use it for God, you're going to give an account for that. God knows what you made of and what you can handle. Too much is given, much is required. If you are in need of healing and deliverance, now is the time. We can't keep giving God, well, God, I'm going to do it one day. God said, it's time. Can I say that again? It's time. Stop blaming other people. You are required for your own healing. You are required for your own deliverance. Let me tell you how serious this is. If you keep saying no to God, you keep somebody else from being delivered. You keep somebody else from being set free. Don't give him a Tabitha yes. Give him a God yes. So going back to me, when God showed me that this was about to conspire, I told them at 5 o'clock prayer, 5 o'clock, y'all. I said, a lot of pastors are about to get pink slips. A lot of apostles are about to get pink slips. We ain't talking about the world, I'm talking about the church. He said, judgment begins in my house and then spreads abroad. Because how can I help you if I'm messed up? We can't get distracted by the culture. But we were talking about that yesterday. Yes, God moves differently in each culture, but God's word ain't changed. We just have to ask some strategy on how to deal with this culture. People are believing in other gods, religions. I said, Lord Jesus, what is a they? Crying to make your own description of who you are instead of asking the creator, the manufacturer who made you. I told my niece is an artist. I said, y'all talking about universe? Who made the universe? Oh, yes, who made the universe? Trying every other god but God to make your flesh feel comfortable. That's not God. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the creator. Go back to the manufacturer and ask him how you work. God, what am I called to do? Everybody's not a preacher. Everybody's not a prophet. Some people are called to the community. Some people are called to the gangs. Find your purpose. And do it well. Some people, you may be the only pastor they see on their job. Find your purpose. If you a shoemaker, be the best shoemaker in the world. If you called the NBA, be the best ball player. Everybody has their own calling, their own gifting, and their purpose. The church, as the apostles are doing, are equipping you. This is a place of assembly. This is like as we would say, like a tune-up station to make sure you're fine-tuned and got out of, my husband's a mechanic, got out of batteries and spark plugs and your engine's running right. Everybody's not called to do what we do. If I had a choice, I would have said, not that one, Jesus. Give me the marketplace. But it's not my will. It's God's will. You may be called a minister to women. You may be called to do, community work for us, the homeless. Be the best community homeless worker there is. Level up. Level up. It's time. Well, Jesus, I don't have all the money. Much is given. Much is required. Little is much when God's in it. Show him your faith. I don't care if you got some bread and peanut butter and jelly. Start somewhere. He said he's moved by your faith, not how much money you got. God, I believe you even though I don't have a dime. Because if you gave me the vision, you will provide. If you're a hairstylist, that's the best thing ever. You can touch their head and be praying while you're doing their hair. Come on. Utilize your gift. The Holy Spirit has to have something to work with. There was a time in my life where I needed, and I know me and Apostle Downer talks about that all the time, healing in the body. The body's sick and needs healing like never before. Because of COVID, a lot of people's trust and reliance has been altered. And God said, trust in him. Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition. God said, some of you, I want to take you all deeper in your prayer. He said, go deeper. Present your request unto God. God says, some of you, I want you to do a soul search. He needs sane and sound minds. Sane and sound. There are a lot of people that are still depressed, oppressed, confused about what they're called to do. He said, I need you to be sane and sound in mind to hear clearly. Because whatever lens that you're hearing through, you're not hearing clearly. If you're hearing through a lens of pain, everything's going to look like pain. If you're hearing through a lens of offense, everybody's going to offend you. So it's important that we be healthy and sound. He said, I wish above all things that you prosper. Prosperity along with this is that your soul and your mind is sane. That you make clear and sound decisions. Men, as the kings of the house, to lead your families. Because you are the king of your wife, but God should be the king of your house. She's got to be able to trust you to make sound, wise decisions for your family. There's an order to things. There's God the Father, the Son, the Son's over the husband's over the wife. There's an order to things. That's just the order. You are head of your wife, but God should be head over you. Amen? That's word. Give me Bible. We should be able to be sane and sound. Look at the world today, y'all. Y'all like, what was they thinking? We was talking about yesterday. Your wife. Look at the world and the economy and the government we live in today. People's doing any and everything they want to do. We was talking about, and it's funny, y'all, but it makes you pray. We was talking about a hotel and that the manager went into a room. I don't know the whole story. I just prayed for the man. And sucking on somebody's toe. What kind of world are we living in? The guy woke up and the manager was sucking on his toe, Apostle. That's the kind of world we're living in. People are killing people. You don't even have to have a reason. Who gave you the authority to take somebody's life? Nobody. So who is your God? Not Yahweh. Not Jehovah Nisi. Not Jehovah Rapha. They don't know my God, the one and only. Look at the news. I try not to look at the news, Apostle. Because It will keep you on your knees. God has given you territory over the mission area, Michigan area. I'm in Kentucky. We deal with racism. You got to know the demons in your region. And he's expecting for you, especially if you're an intercessor, to pray. And speak those things, be as not as though they were. Do mapping in your region. In Romans chapter 14, verse 12, he said, and so, and this is the Amplified Classic version. So each of us, so you can't say, well, God, I didn't know. No, no, no. So each of us shall give an account of himself. That's Bible. I don't know if you've ever read, I'm working on two books. They're not completed yet, but Dr. Downer has a book called Will Christians Be Judged? That book is powerful, full of scriptures. Each of us will give an account of himself, give an answer in reference to judgment to God. My prayer and my request for the body, it's time for kingdom to rise up now. We should be influential in the seven mountains over media, Jesus. Over media, over government, we should be writing the laws. Look at Daniel. He was a prophet. He was in the political realm. Over religion, over family, we should be the legislators. Not the world, us, the kingdom. The kingdom men, the kingdom women, the kingdom children, kingdom. I tell you, it's time. We have to stop making excuses. Take it one day at a time. We have to grow up and mature. Stop drinking Similac. Paul said we should be eating meat now. Being teachers, influencers, but we still drinking Similac. Some of y'all soy. We have to grow up and mature. In the culture that we live today, everybody, the Bible talks about people did what they felt like was pleasing and right in their own eyesight. Even with King Saul, let's go back to that. Jesus didn't choose him, the people. It came out of the people. The sea, the people. Our president is a result of what's coming out of the people. When Trump was in office, what did you see? He exposed what was already there. People just had a voice to be able to speak and say what they really wanted to say. Racism didn't go away. It just exposed what was already in the hearts and the minds of the people. What is in your heart? Hallelujah. Can we go to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5? I want to give you something to encourage you. Not make you feel bad, but I want to boost you and challenge you. Where you're never challenged, you'll never grow. There's some prophets in this house. You have to have an eye to see. Go deeper. Proverbs 3 and 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Not your ways, not the way that you've been brought up. Some things were good. But when God really has you to do a soul search, he's going to say, even though you was brought up that way, does it align with my word? Check your bloodline and see what demons your family had to deal with. Because 9 out of 10 times, sometimes you're acting in a way that is through your blood. You can't help who you was born through. But generational curses are still there. We did that with our family. And when we had our church, we said, we checking on both sides. What did our family deal with? Because it presents itself. But it's on you whether you want it or not. Whether you're going to operate through it. And then sometimes you're like, oh, that's why I act that way. That's why I behave that way. If there was whoredom in your bloodline, alcoholism, don't know how to balance finances. A lot of the stuff we didn't ask for. But through God, we become new creatures. Amen? So even though we had no authority in who we came through, we have authority now to break bloodlines, to break curses, to break habits. You have the power. You got to use it. God gives you the knowledge. You can't be lazy. You cannot be lazy when it comes to kingdom. He said, don't be slothful about the things of God. Three, five through eight. Okay, six, please. It's time. Even if, say, you may not have it here, the knowledge that you need, God will give it to you if you ask. We got Google. We got all type of resources, books. There's no excuse. Now, when I was growing up, and tell my age a little bit, the TV went off. So social media wasn't as vast as it is now. So we have the resources. We have the knowledge. If you're really hungry, he will feed you. He says, seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. All right. Verse 6, if you don't mind. In all your ways, submit to him. And he, can you say he? Will. Direct. He will direct. There's a thing, and Apostle, I know you know, commanding your day. There's a lot of people leading themselves, and they find themselves in trouble. I told you my testimony. So now I'm like, Jesus, what do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? What do you want me to say? And it's not being superficial, but if you say he's Lord over your life, it ain't when it's convenient. A landlord expects you to pay that rent. He lords over your rent. That's how God's got to be, the captain of your soul. Not when it's convenient. Well, I'm going to put you on the shelf right now, Jesus, because I want to do something. I know that's not right. No, he said, I am the author, I'm the master, I am the captain of your soul. You own me. Not the other way around. You own me. And he will make your path straight. The next one, please. Do not be wise. We were just talking about that. In your own eyes. I'm praying that the fear of the Lord come back to the kingdom. Hallelujah. If you need wisdom, read Proverbs. That's one of the wisdom books. He said, my sheep know my voice. Heed to my instruction. I used to pray for my boys that the strange woman stay away from my boys. That's in Proverbs. I got four boys. The strange women. I got one, three to go. I'm praying, mothers, you have the power to pray for your children's spouses now. The prayers of the righteous avail much. Fathers, pray for your daughters. The first encounter that they have with a man is you. They're going to look for a man just like you. That's why it's so important, the kingdom men be in position, that you pray over your family, that the men speak unto their children who they are. That's the priest, prophet, and king. That's your role. It's to tell your children, this is what you're going to be. This is what you're called to. So if they ever wonder what their identity is, my daddy said it. This is what I am. Your presence is so significant and so powerful. Your step in the house changes and shifts the whole atmosphere. She's going to subconsciously look for a man just like you. How you treat my mama. Date your daughters. I'm learning a lot, y'all, when it comes to kingdom. It's powerful. I told my boys before I got married, Apostle, years ago, before my husband came into my life, I told them, God, all I got are these boys. What am I supposed to do? He said, you rear them, show them how to be chivalrous. Until my husband stepped up, show them how to open up doors. Show them how to bring things to you. So then when my husband stepped into place, he just came into place and they seen him open the door for me. Being the protector, making the vision for the home. I told my boys, I said, you are mighty men of God. And in days I may not have felt like they were mighty men of God, my boys were quick. Nah, mama, that's not what you said I was. They still remind me. I have a son that's a comedian. My sister can tell you, everything is humorous. And he said, nah, mama, don't go back on your word. Come on, prophet. Oh, your kids will tell you. He said, mama, where's the prophet at? I don't want that mad person. He said, no, you said I was a mighty man of God. And my sons on Mother's Day, they would say, you know, we used to think my mama was harsh, and he would send me reels. He would send me reels of, have you seen the reels where the mama has the bonnet on her head and she's going through the house, and praying. And I said, what are you trying to say? He said, mama, that's what you do. 2:00 in the morning. And all you feel is this oil on your head. And at first I was like, is that how you see me as? And God said, it's a blessing. And the children should rise up and call her blessed. He said, because how many mothers are praying over their children? How many mothers are decreeing and declaring over their children? That's the way of saying you are blessed. That I remember what my mama did and still doing for me. And when they in trouble, guess who they call? I need a prayer. That's a blessing. That you be that Proverbs 31 woman. He wants us to shift and move and pivot. Pivot is like the disciples when you told them to launch out into the deep. He wants your faith level to elevate. You can't, if you're the same way you was last year, something's wrong. We can't become complacent, comfortable. He said, wake up, my people. There is a work to fulfill. Do a heart check and allow God to show you your heart. That's real. God's going to be honest with you. You still got a little bit of dissonance. You still got a little bit of unforgiveness. You still got a little bit of bitterness. I need you to clean your house up. This house. Allow God to be able to check you. Some people are still angry with him. And you know what? It's okay to say, God, I'm still angry. I'm still angry. My prayer is that we'll develop a deeper sensitivity to God. That he's able to check you and then you change. Leading you in spirit and in truth. Those that worship me must worship me. I will tell you it's time. Stop making excuses. He said, John chapter 13, verse 35, by this time, are you really being effective? Or is the culture, community, the world affecting you? We are supposed to be trailblazers and ambassadors for this time. But can he trust you? He's raising up new leaders. That's why it's important that we be in place. Some of them have gone on to be with the Lord. And some of them, he didn't check so many times because he's dealt with them in private, dealt with them in public, and they still have not rectified the situation. So he's raising you up. It's time. There's been a lot of compromising, and he's not pleased. He wants clean hands and pure heart. Seek his face and not his hand. He knows what you have need of. And if you're busy about his business, some of you, he's saying, clean your house, your natural house at home. I'm not talking about pine, so I'm talking about clean your house up and invite him in. Yeah, some people probably need to clean their house. He wants to take, as we see ordinary people, make them extraordinary. Go deeper, go higher, pursue God's anointing and power. Stay pliable and remain moldable for the Father's use. Hallelujah. Can you say, God, I'm ready right now to be used. I decree and I declare that I am a new creature in this time, in this season, and in this dispensation. You could have chose anybody else. Anybody else. But you chose me. Hallelujah. 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 I want to encourage you, men of God. Hallelujah. That's my prayer every day. It's for our kings. Hallelujah. To be in their place. God is raising up Joshua's. God is raising up Apostle Paul's for this time and this season. God is not looking at age, he's looking at obedience. Who will say yes? Who will say yes? There's a work in all of us that God is still doing. You got to make some decisions today. God told me there's some people that's already came, and I'm kind of like confirming what's already been said. But he said, today you hear his voice. Harden not your heart. All he needs is another yes. That I completely trust in you. I told you there's a shiftingness coming. Apostle, some people are not ready for the culture that's here to be effective for the kingdom. And you all can only do so much. You all are being discipled. And we should be discipling other people. It's time. He's doing an evaluation of your heart and your mind. Shift, saith the Lord. Shift, saith the Lord. Shift, saith the Lord. Move, saith the Lord. I need your participation in the earth realm. When people see you, you say, this is what God represents. Yeshaya. Come into alignment. Get positioned. Revival is in the land. We're in the church. But God's going to call people that's not even in the church. And I want to be positioned because I don't want them to outshow me. He's going to use people that you feel is unqualified. He's going to use people that who you least expect to represent his kingdom. And you will give an account. I'm going to give an account. Too much is given. Much is required. Man of God, woman of God, kingdom people, rise up. Get positioned. God is raising an army. He's raising an army. Get healed. Be whole. Walk in your authority. Walk in your power. Let them see the sign of the believer. You shall slay devils in my name. You shall deliver in my name. You shall set free in my name. Let them walk on your heart. Let them create a pure heart in you. I want to encourage the men and women of God to rise up. Rise up. Rise up. Trials are going to come. Distractions may try to come. But hold fast to what he told you. Be unwavering, unmovable in this time and in this dispensation.